Zondervan presents As We Forgive, Stories of Reconciliation from Rwanda by Catherine Claire Larson. Read by Bonnie Turpin. To those who had the courage and hope to allow me to share their stories with the world. Chronology of events. 1885, at the Berlin Conference of European Powers, Germany received control of the area constituting present-day Rwanda. 1894, the first European explorers arrived in Rwanda. 1921, a League of Nations mandate awarded Rwanda and Burundi to Belgium. The Belgians maintained the Tutsi king to rule the country. 1926, the Belgians introduced ethnic identity cards. 1933, identity cards became compulsory after Belgians conducted a census, what had largely been a semi-fluid distinction of class between Hutu and Tutsi became a distinction fixed from birth. 1957, the Hutu Manifesto was published, denouncing the Tutsi-dominated political leadership of the country. The Parmehutu Party, or Party for the Emancipation of Hutu, was formed. 1959, the Tutsi king Mutara Rudahigwa III mysteriously died. Hutu, supported by the Belgians, rose up against the Tutsi aristocracy. Hutus killed thousands of Tutsis and thousands more fled the country. A Hutu president, Gregoire Kayibanda, rose to power, representing the Parmehutu Party. Rwanda gained independence. Tutsis who had been forced to flee in 1959 attacked the country. Hutus attacked Tutsis in retaliation, killing an estimated 12,000. More Tutsis fled the country. 1967, more massacres against Tutsis in Rwanda occurred. 1973, in a coup d'etat, Major Juvenal Habyarimana took control of Rwanda. He created a one-party state and established quotas that only allowed Tutsis less than 10% of the available jobs. More Tutsis fled the country as tensions mounted. 1978, Juvenal Habyarimana was elected president. 1986, exiled Tutsis in neighboring Uganda formed the RPF, Rwandan Patriotic Front. Originally, the RPF was composed of those who helped overthrow the Ugandan dictator, Milton Obote. 1990, the RPF achieved its first victory in Rwanda. RPF leader Fred Rwigema was killed by a sniper. His childhood friend Paul Kagame took control of the RPF. 1991, the Rwandan Armed Forces, FAR, began to equip civilian militias composed of extremist Hutus to fight back. These militias were called Interahamwe, or literally, those who stand together. 1992, local massacres of Tutsis were carried out. 1993, Hutu and RPF leaders negotiated a power-sharing agreement at Arusha, Tanzania. Extremist Hutus considered the agreement a sellout. Under the command of Canadian General Romeo Dallaire, 2,500 UN peacekeeping forces, UNAMIR, were deployed to help ensure the Arusha peace agreement. 1993, Radio Mille Collines was launched as a private radio station. Family members of Hutu President Juvenal Habyarimana were shareholders. The president delayed implementation of power-sharing agreement. Interahamwe continued to be recruited and trained. Radio Mille Collines broadcasted anti-Tutsi propaganda. January 11, 1994, Canadian General Romeo Dallaire faxed a warning to UN headquarters that preparations for a mass killing are underway. March.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?